Dropping children off at childcare for the first time can be anxiety-provoking, but separation anxiety is normal. A little planning will help reduce that feeling for everyone. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here with some suggestions. Doug, help us feel better.
For children between 6 months and 3 years, separation anxiety is very common. The good news is that it doesn't last forever. It's a sign of a strong bond between child and parent, so it's actually a good thing.
What are some signs of separation anxiety that help parents understand their children's needs?
Your child may be overly or suddenly clingy and doesn't want to leave your side. They may be throwing tantrums and crying more than usual when their parents leave, and they're extra scared of new people. Watch for physical signs, too, like stomach aches or headaches when you're apart, and look out for sleep disruptions.
Like you said, a little separation anxiety is normal, but what are some ways parents can lessen or manage their child's separation anxiety?
Start gradually with short times apart and then extend the duration. Be reassuring. Remind them that you're leaving, but you'll come back. Predictable routines help a lot too, like getting up at the same time, having breakfast together, walking them to their classroom, and other things that they'll recognize each day. Finally, children take emotional cues from grown-ups, so stay calm.
I'm sure that even with the best of efforts, there may be some tears. Parents might even feel bad for leaving their children while those tears are still flowing. Any advice there?
Ugh, that's the worst, but you're not alone. Talk to your childcare provider. They're trained for this. A quality childcare provider will have your little one feeling right at home in no time, and before you know it, they won't want to leave at the end of the day.
You can find more tips at weaa.org. We'll see you next week, and we promise not to feel too anxious until then.